It's great to be back. It's great to see you all again. You know, it's a great off season. We know the feeling that we felt last year at Lambeau, winning the division, but you know, we have to come back with a bigger focus this year. And you know, the loss in the playoffs, we understand that players become legends and teams become great teams when they win the playoffs. So you know, we understand what happened last year, but it's good to add a few pieces to the team this year. And I'm excited for this group. The guys have been working extremely hard already, and I'm glad to be around the guys, add a couple pieces up front, you know, to create a little competition, and you know, competition makes the team better. So, and just excited, and with the draft coming up also, you know, we trust that Rick and Coach Jim will do a great job, as you can see over the past couple of years. You know, the Vikings have pulled off some great things in the draft, and you know, whoever we add to the team this year, you know, we expect big things from those guys, and we expect them to compete right away.
What kind of luxury is it for you to know that just about everybody's coming back, and even with guys getting healthy, you're getting more guys back even maybe? I mean, that doesn't happen in today's NFL anymore. Nobody's leaving.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, one thing that we know around here is that nothing stays the same in this league. And, you know, that's our mindset. But it's good to know that we're getting guys healthy. We've added a couple pieces, and I'm excited for this team. You know, we can talk about it on pen and paper, but we still have to go out there and improve it. So it starts right now, and like I said, the guys have been working extremely hard, and I'm excited for this team.
You talked about the guys up front. Can you just talk more specifically about getting Boone and Smith, how much is that's going to help the line overall?
You know, we've added some veteran experience, some guys who've played numerous football games, and, guys who fit the personality of our coach. So it's great to add those guys to the mix, and you know, we get Sully back this year, a healthy Phil Lodeholt. So I'm excited for that group. It's a great group of guys who work extremely hard. They're out here challenging each other each and every day, and that's what it's going to take.
Would you be happy if Rick got you another receiver to throw to add to that group in the first round there?
You know, I'll be happy whoever we add to this team. Like I said, the time is now, so whoever we add to this team, we expect them to come in and compete right away. So look at Stephon last year. They came on for us, you know, throughout the course of the season, and he was a fifth-round pick. So, you know, the talent will be there all throughout the draft, and whoever we add to the team, you know, I'm excited.
A couple years ago, your draft week leading up to hearing your name called, do you remember what that was like?
It was nerve-wracking. You know, you're sitting at home and you're trying to figure out, you know, what team needs a quarterback. You know, then in my situation, it was a little different. But, like I said, you're sitting at home thinking about what teams need what position, and you know, it get kind of stressful, but you just have to control what you can control and trust that, you know, your name will be called and wherever you go, you know, there's no red shirt year or anything like that. You have to come in, and the expectation level is high.
Teddy, do you know much?
Oh man, when the name gets called, it's a sign of relief. You know, especially for me, it was a long night for me. It's the last pick of the first round, so got arrived at the draft at about 7 o'clock and didn't hear my name called until about 11:30. So, you know, it was a sigh of relief. But you know, everyone who's going through this process right now, I wish them the best of luck.
Teddy, what do you know much about any of the
for you to improve? What would you focus on?
You know, just the little things, and you know, there's some things that you know, we missed some opportunities last year, and there have been some things I didn't do well in protection. So, you know, I just watch, you know, all the bad throws, the missed throws, sacks, interceptions, and things like that. And, you know, I want to try to learn from that.
Teddy, do you know much about some of the top wide receiver prospects available in the draft? Have you seen any tape on them or anything along those lines?
I'm familiar with some of the guys, but, you know, it's a pretty talented group. You know, there's talent all across the board. Like I said, think about it. We found Stephon Diggs. We drafted Stephon Diggs in the fifth round last year, and you know, he came on and led the team in receiving last year. So, you know, it was a pretty solid, you know, wide receiver group, and you know, I'm excited for this group.
It's a tough balance in the draft where you kind of want some offensive toys to play with, but if it's the best defensive player available when the team picks, you kind of know they've got to go that way.
You know, I think, you know, I'm no draft expert, but I think drafting at 23 is a hard position, you know, to predict what's going to be available and things like that. But I'm excited about whoever we add to the team, whether it's an offensive guy, defensive guy, special teams guy. You know, as long as he's going to come here and help this team win football games, that's what's most important.
Teddy, this time of year, people always concentrate on what they can improve on. What do you think you've already improved on? What was your best improvement last year?
You know, always stress just being quicker. And that's coming from Coach Turner. You know, you can never be, you know, quick enough in this offense. You can never be quick enough with Coach Turner. But, you know, just whether it's shortening my hitch at the top of my drop so that I'm staying compact when I throw the football, or just, you know, finishing throws and things like that. Like I said, I looked at the film from last year, all the incompletions, the missed opportunities, interceptions, sacks. So those are some of the areas that I want to improve on.
Now, what do you feel you're doing well, like that you did improve on last year that you're proud of?
I think just being more of a vocal leader and getting more and more comfortable, you know, as I'm around the guys and, you know, the guys are, you know, gravitating towards my personality, my leadership skills, and, you know, I think that's going to take us a long way.
Teddy, you're a veteran now. Does the coaching staff or does Rick, do they ask you for your input on some of these wide receivers and say, watch these guys and let us know what you think about this, or is that not something they've asked you to do?
I just let them, you know, handle the drafting process. You know, my job is to, you know, be the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings. You know, I'm not the general manager or anything like that. So, you know, if they ask me who I think, you know, is a good player and things like that, or I may have some input on a guy that I may like. But for the most part, I just focus on being the quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings.
What have your off-season workouts been like down in Florida, and who's all come down and participate?
The off-season, it was great. Then we got together in Orlando. Had a solid week of work. All the wide receivers and tight ends came down, and it was just great. You know, whenever you get to do things like that, you know, it just builds chemistry, not only on the football field, but off the football field. You know, we're around each other, you know, for a week, and, you know, outside of football, we're hanging out. We went to Disney, went to dinner just about every night. So it was great being around the guys, just getting the feel for their personality. It's a group of guys who've been here for about 2 or 3 years now, plus Diggs, but, you know, so we pretty much know each other very well, and it's just great to add to that chemistry.
After the season last year, someone mentioned that he wants you to maybe take more chances in the offense. Is that something you're going to try and be mindful of this year?
Definitely. You know, once the season get here and, you know, things start going, you know, it's all based on the game plans also. But, you know, I definitely get the message of, you know, taking more opportunities, taking more shots. And when they're there, we just have to hit them. So we had some chances last year, and we just missed on some of them. So, you know, it's coming from the head man, so I accept that challenge. And, you know, just want to continue to work hard every day.
Last couple for Teddy here.
Teddy, when you were drafted, does it feel like yesterday, or does it feel like a million years ago now?
It feels like yesterday. You know, it goes by so fast. So it's just like, hey, you know, you're training, drafted, next thing you know, entering your third year in the NFL. So it flies by, but it definitely feels like yesterday.
Hey, Matt had asked you, have the Vikings asked you about any draft prospects?
Yeah. That's something that I'd rather not talk about.
Okay. Yeah. And how many pounds of muscle you put on so far this offseason?
Man, you have to get with the scrim coach and okay. You know, get the answer to that. I know we did our body comps last week, but I don't remember what the numbers were. I keep it a secret until training camp.
So high you can.
Yeah, you know, I've just been, you know, it's been a freak show in the weight room.
You know, show
me, Sean Hill, Taylor, we've just been, you know, hitting the weights hard, you know.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Good seeing you.
Thank you.